quick halacha. We've learned about the why of tzitzis, right? Mishmar was all dedicated to understanding why, but we didn't finish up all the halachic details. So two or three important halachas. First question is in or out. So if you're noticing, just a little funny today, my tzitzis are totally tucked out. Is that because I'm a slob? Partially. But also partially because the Shulchan Aruch and others seem to indicate that the tzitzis is really meant to be worn out. Originally, the tzitzis were put on your begadim, so you're wearing a regular piece of clothing, and then you just put a fringe out, so it was naturally out. Now that we don't wear four-cornered garments, so we just wear it under, but according to many, many poskim, you're supposed to really see the tzitzis. That seems to be the implication of the Shulchan Aruch. That's definitely what the Mishnah Berurah says. He goes on a long explanation of how you have to read Temoto. The Torah says you have to see the tzitzis. And he doesn't understand why anyone would not tuck their tzitzis out. The whole point is to see them. And the Magen Avraham even goes so far as to say that maybe you have not fulfilled your obligation if you tuck your tzitzis in. He says maybe if you're trying to hide your tzitzis from the non-Jews, maybe, you know, there's a kuach nefesh, fine. But in general, your tzitzis should be out. The whole point is it's supposed to remind you. On the other hand, we do have the custom of Sfaradim, many Sfaradim, not all Sfaradim, to tuck their tzitzis in. What is that based on? So it seems to be based on the Arizal. The Arizal felt like the tzitzis are something for you personally. When you put them on in the morning, it reminds you, not for others. And based on that Kabbalistic tradition, many Sfaradim do tuck their tzitzis in, and that's fine. They should follow their custom. You should follow your custom. Whatever you do is good. As long as you're being honest yourself and doing it for the right reasons. That's in terms of in or out. Another interesting shaila that comes up is, do you have to wear tzitzis at night? All right, is it just a day mitzvah or is it a night mitzvah? So the Gemara says, uri temoto, which means you should see them, which means that when is the time that tzitzis is relevant? When you see them, which is during the day. At night, they're not. You don't have to wear tzitzis. The question is, how do we understand that. According to the Rambam, when it comes at night, it's nighttime, you're not chayv to wear tzitzis. He doesn't necessarily mean you should throw off your tzitzis, but let's say, I don't know, you're going to play ball or something, you're going to bed, you wouldn't have to put on tzitzis because you're not chayv to wear tzitzis at night. Comes the Rush and disagrees. The Rush says it's not about the nighttime, it's about night clothing. So if you're wearing nighttime clothing like pajamas, then you wouldn't wear tzitzis. But if you're wearing daytime clothing, even at night, you would wear tzitzis. How do we paskan halacha lemaisa? Halacha lemaisa, we do try to wear tzitzis during the day and during the night. If you're going to bed and you're wearing PJs, then everyone would agree you wouldn't have to wear, you wouldn't put on tzitzis. But since we're not sure if the Rambam's right or the Rush is right, if you put on tzitzis at night, you wouldn't say a bracha. So let's say you're the chazan, you're putting on your talis, so then you would not say a bracha because we're concerned that maybe the Rambam's right. But anyways, we should be zoicha every... I don't know what the source is, but my Mora told me that every minute of wearing tzitzis is a mitzvah. So I'm not... Again, I don't know the source, but it's definitely true that if you're in that tzitzis consciousness and you're actually thinking about them and conscious of them, like the Kabbalistic... For say they add kedusha, they add holiness. You become a holier person just by wearing your tzitzis. So we should be zochah to have a tzitzis day.